The Senior Executives Association and Federal Managers Association have asked Congress to investigate what they call a hit list, created by VA's largest labor union. It's a report compiled by the American Federation of Government Employees, AFGE, which names managers and executives the union recommends for discipline. Jason Briefel is the legislative director at the SEA. He joins me now with more on the list and why the unions and why the associations, rather, are so upset by it. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me on this morning.
All right. So how did you become aware of this hit list in the first place, or so-called hit list or list
Sure.
of people?
So we became aware of this this list, which was compiled by AFG's Local 17, which was their local at headquarters in Washington, D.C. There was an article in the Washington Post in late July that brought this to our attention initially, and then there were some follow-up articles later in the paper. And you know, this development really does raise some questions, especially when the VA has had some trouble lately, not only in labor management relations, but coming out of the scandal last year and all the other issues going on there. And, you know, to us, many questions are raised, and FMA and SEA came together to ask Congress to look into this because, while the statute allows for official time for unions for representational purposes, you know, investigating federal employees is personnel function is an agency personnel function and not an authority granted to the unions. And so we have some concerns about how the list was put together. And even if this was a legitimate use of official time, other questions about, you know, what kind of documentation was put together? Were the managers and executives named, given a chance to provide their part of the story? We don't want people's careers to be threatened by unsubstantiated claims. There are avenues available to labor organizations, such as filing grievances, unfair labor practices, other things like this, that there are normal channels that are established. And if those channels aren't working, we should be talking about that, but we shouldn't be creating a list to give to the secretary to hope that he takes action against these individuals in a way that could have abused government time and resources.
I guess this all is taking place in the context of discussions. You know, Congress has bills pending before it that would make it easier to fire executives from the VA. And so it looks as if perhaps the union was taking that opportunity to further that whole train of thought, which is that it should be easier to get rid of people that whomever, senior, the top management feels are not doing their job.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's really interesting. You know, last year Congress did pass a statute that made it easier for the secretary to fire senior executives at the VA. SEA, FMA, AFG, the Partnership for Public Service, many other groups working in the federal space have been fighting against a bill this year that would extend that same authority, although in a slightly less onerous manner, to the rest of the VA workforce. And there's been other talks about extending this authority to other agencies. There's a provision in the Defense Authorization Bill that a group of about a dozen Democrats sent letters to the managers of that bill asking that they keep that out. So there are efforts to push this government-wide that all of our groups stand in locked arms pushing back against. And I think that in that context of us working together to push back against this concept that federal employees don't need due process, that it should be easier to fire them, this development with the creation of this list by a local of AFG really surprised us.
And looking at VA, I mean, large agencies are supposed to have these labor management councils or employee management councils to work out differences and so forth. That was a major effort by the Obama administration early on. What's your sense of whether those kinds of meetings and councils are happening in VA? And if they are they effective?
Sure. I do know that given the president's executive order, both reestablishing the Labor Management Council as well as the labor management forums throughout agencies' efforts, that there are conversations between labor and management that are ongoing in many federal agencies. However, I don't have any knowledge about what the situation is with this local that was affected. I don't know if they have a forum in existence, if that forum if they attempted to leverage this forum to talk about the issues that they raised here, or if this was just something that that local put together and figured that they would take it straight to the secretary and try and get some action on it. So it's really unclear how that's working. We know we hear at the Labor Management Council most months of success stories where pre-decisional involvement and other engagement between labor and management has helped agencies get past the issues that they have and not have to go to arbitration or other means to resolve those issues, because they've just been able to come to the table. And I just don't know if that happened in this situation, but we wish it had. We wish it hadn't have raised to this level, because, like I said, we are all working together against this much broader concept of stripping due process and making it easier to fire federal employees. And at the end of the day, making it easier to fire folks or firing folks isn't going to deal with the kind of systemic and cultural issues that exist at some agencies, including the VA.
And AFGE Local 17, what part of VA does that cover? What's the locus of that local?
From what I understand from the Post article, they represent employees at headquarters, at VA's headquarters office in Washington, D.C.
All right. And so I guess it's kind of a convoluted situation, because if the Senior Managers Association doesn't ordinarily deal directly with AFGE, a given person would only interact with the union in the context of the job itself and not as one association to another. Has there been any the union has gone to Congress with this list, and the senior executive to the secretary, mm-hmm. and you have gone to Congress. Is there any communication between AFGE and the senior executives at this point, or the association at this point?
Yeah, I'd talked with the contacts that I have at the national level that I work with, on legislation, and they said that they hadn't seen this document and they had learned about it in the news as well. We're talking to see if we can figure out a way to maybe all come to the table to talk about this issue, and we'll see what happens with that. This is kind of an ongoing and developing situation here.
We're speaking with Jason Briefel. He's the legislative director for the Senior Executives Association. And so what have you specifically asking Congress to do about this?
Sure. So as we outlined in our letter to Congress, which you can find on our website, seniorexecs.org, we asked Congress to look at, if this internal review was developed by officials by union personnel on official time. As I mentioned earlier, official time provides for representational activities, but to our knowledge, it doesn't cover a union performing an investigation of managers and executives for the purposes of passing on personnel recommendations to the secretary or agency leadership, and then from there, just questions about this internal review itself. Were sworn statements taken? What kind of documentation was produced? Were the executives and managers allowed to present their version of events and their side of the story? What about OSC or OPR or other bodies that investigate these kinds of claims? There's a whole lot of questions here that are raised, because there are multiple channels that do exist, and it seems like the local here kind of went outside of those channels. And like I said, if those channels aren't working, maybe that this investigation that we've requested Congress look into can raise some of those, so we can actually address some of the underlying issues that can eventually, hopefully, help labor and management raise these situations and resolve them.
And I suppose you probably don't have much reaction yet from Congress, because nobody's around until after Labor Day.
That's true. We've heard some from some members' offices that they're looking into it. But we there was a statement in the press yesterday from Chairman Miller of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, expressing his concern about potential abuse of official time and government resources. And he said that his committee would be kind of looking into this matter and some of the questions that we had raised. And we're certainly keeping an eye out for hearing back from other folks that we sent this letter to up on the Hill. But as you mentioned, given August recess with members back in their districts, we knew that it might be a couple of days or a week or so till we hear back from offices.
And do you know the people in the Senior Executives Association who work at VA who have been fingered here by the union?
No, we don't. We've filed a FOIA request to the agency to try and find the document to see it ourselves. We had asked our counterparts over at AFG if they had a copy, and they said they did not have one available. And so I don't know if they truly didn't have one, if this was something that the local had just done on their own, or if they just weren't in feeling sharing it with us. But we hope to have that FOIA fulfilled by the agency, and then we can see the list for ourselves and then see what's next from there, including working with our counsel for SCA and FMA to determine whether any legal action may be necessary.
And so while we have you, what other legislative and Hill type of issues is the SEA pursuing at this point? We guess we talked earlier about the bills pending that would further restrict rights and give the agency more authority to fire people easily. Anything else going on with the senior executives that you're working on this summer?
Absolutely. You know, Tom, it's a lot of defense these days, the past few years, pushing back against some of these concepts of, we need accountability. We need to be firing folks. But at the same time, that's a two-sided coin. If we want to have a better managed and better run government, we need to make sure that we're investing in our employees. We're always on the Hill encouraging training for managers, for executives, making sure that they have the tools and the support necessary to do their job, that they know the rules of the road. MSPB this year has been putting out a lot of products talking about kind of what is due process, what are the standards that the managers and executives need when they do want to take actions against employees. There's a lot of misunderstanding there about what things are. So we're trying to work with Congress to make sure that folks have the tools to best be able to do their jobs. There's other things. You know, we often in the government are promoting technical experts into managerial roles. And oftentimes that doesn't work out so well. And we're in conversations with offices about, you know, kind of having some dual tracks so people can stay on either a technical path or a management path. It's worked really well at agencies like NASA and others, because if somebody lacks those interpersonal skills that are so crucial for a supervisor or manager, it'd be better to keep them in that technical role. The government does every day is doing more and more technical, highly specific work. So we should let those folks focus on that while we let other folks who have those interpersonal skills and have that management capability and mindset to be able to tackle those issues. So although we are spending a lot of time kind of playing these defensive battles, we are trying to push some proactive concepts that we think can help the government function better. And,
sure.
And at the end of the day, that's SCA's mission. It's a good government mission, and we want the government to work better. We want all employees to have the tools that they need to do their jobs.
And a final question. It was just back in March that the president met with a group of top leaders throughout the federal government, some SCA members, some managers that are not in SCA, and so on. It was the first time that and I know that Carol Bonasaro had been pushing for a meeting like that, your president. And anything ever come out of that? Has anything changed as a result of that meeting? It was quite highly touted, and I think a couple thousand people crammed in there at the time.
Indeed, yes. That meeting occurred in December of 2014, and the president brought together about 2,000 to 3,000 senior executives and high-level managers, and indeed that is a meeting that we had hoped would have happened much sooner. But there has been work going on. There's some White House work groups that include both SEA members, executives, and high-level managers across the country or across the government rather that have been working to put together some recommendations. And my understanding is that those recommendations should be out sometime by the end of the year. And possibly even this fall.
All right. Jason Briefel is Legislative Director of the Senior Executives Association. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Have a great day.